Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Dozens of cemeteries across New England have started offering natural burials, meaning they don't use things like embalming fluids. And interest is growing as more people consider the environmental benefits. Lexi Kropp visited a cemetery in Montpelier, Vermont, where workers are trying to keep up with demand.
At the entrance of Greenmount Cemetery is a white stone building. Inside, it's cool year-round.
So we have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 bodies.
It was built in the early 1900s to store the dead. It still gets some use, but not like it once did.
When I started 35 years ago, we used to almost fill it, but the cremation rate has gone way up.
Patrick Healy is the director of the cemetery here and president of the Vermont Cemetery Association. He says the bodies in the storage vault have all been embalmed. Most will be buried in a casket inside a big concrete vault. For the past few years, though, there's been a section in the cemetery where none of that happens. It's up a hill at the edge of a forest. Healy drove up there on an overcast day in early spring with his dog, Lulu.
We decided to create an orchard on this hillside.
There's no monuments here or a manicured lawn. The graves are shallower than a conventional burial. On top of one, daffodils are just beginning to poke up. Another is covered in hay from a burial this winter.
And it was probably 10 below that night. So we covered it up with hay so that the ground never really freezes so you can start the decomposition process.
Letting the dead decompose puts nutrients back in the soil. It doesn't have the chemicals or concrete used in most conventional burials or require the energy needed for cremations. People have been buried this way forever. It's the custom in Jewish and Muslim burials. But the process is new for lots of cemeteries in the U.S. Healy says he now gets a couple emails a week from people around the state asking how to bring natural burials to their towns. And he's not alone.
Marshfield just opened one, and Woodbury just opened one, and so did Hardwick.
Joe Mangan takes care of at least 5 cemeteries that now offer natural burials. This is a huge change from just a couple years ago. In 2015, only 5 cemeteries in all of New England offered natural burials. Now there's well over 70 in the region. But it's taken some effort.
We realized that if we wanted to offer this as an option for people, that was the first biggest obstacle, was that it was against the law.
Jennifer Whitman used to be on the cemetery commission in the town of Calais, Vermont. Before 2017, Vermont law required all burials to be 6 feet deep, and many individual cemeteries had bylaws requiring concrete vaults. Some still do, like in Burlington. Many of these rules are holdovers from over a century ago, when grave robbing was a big problem. There's more modern factors at play, too, like lawnmowers. Cement vaults keep the ground from settling, which is harder to mow.
The more and more we heard that, we're like, so wait, the ethic that's coming first is the lawnmower, not the human's belief in how they want to be buried.
Whitman led the effort to change this law in Vermont. She says initially there was a lot of pushback, including from Patrick Healy at Greenmount. Here's how he describes himself at the time.
I was the biggest opponent at the State House.
He had all these practical concerns, like animals digging up graves, the smell from bodies, or whether the dead would actually decompose in the soil here. He says none of that ended up being an issue.
It just feels more personal, like you can say goodbye to that person. You know that they're going to still be a part of the earth. They're not separate from the earth.
Janice Walrafin attended the first natural burial at a cemetery in Vermont in 2019. She remembers her friend's body wrapped in fabric and lowered into the earth. Friends and family filled in the grave with dirt and lots of flowers. In the months after, she planted a pollinator garden on top of the grave. When she tends the ground there now, she still feels connected to her friend, whose body is becoming part of that piece of earth. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Lexi Krupp.